long before D-Day, all the big local houses that were troops, they put troops in there. The people had to go and live in one of the lodges, or yes, the military was, we were garrisoned around here. The first ones to arrive were the Northumberland Fusiliers, and they went into Parwell Park. And then we had the Oxford and Bucks. They were at Buckland Manor. And of course, they were very bored, really, because there was so much time with nothing going on leading up to D-Day. And they all used to come to the local whist drives and dances, you see. Of course, the girls liked it. And I used to go down to the whist drives at the WI because I belonged there. And I always invited two of these troops to come to our house and play a game of cards and have a bit of supper with my husband. And they loved it. They loved to sit by a fire and play cards and that sort of thing. And on one occasion, we had a free Frenchman, one of them. And I shall never forget, it was during that time before the Second Front opened. There was nothing going on. The Battle of Britain was over, and there was a lull waiting for the Second Front. And we were talking about this, and this free Frenchman, Gustav his name was, I don't know what his other name was, and he said, "You don't want to worry," he said. "You wait till Montgomery gets cracking." So, "Montgomery, who's he?" "Never heard of him." "No," he said, "but you will." And sure enough, we did.